Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf. Hey, daf 80. We are almost there. We're 3 days left to finish all of Seder Nashim. Bezat Hashem. Okay, Bezat Hashem, this Monday night, everyone is invited. Bezat Hashem, we're having a big siyum right here in Shaar HaChamim, 8 p.m. with the whole community is invited. We're Bezat Hashem going to have Rabbi Ben Chaim and Moreno Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nissim Basalian. They're both going to share a few words. And we're going to make the siyum. Now, what are we going to do? Bezat Hashem, we're going to continue Friday. We're going to go towards the end of the daf, and we're going to leave the last few lines of the daf off until Monday night. Monday night, I'll finish, and then Bezat Hashem will say kaddish, we'll sing, we'll dance. There'll be a big simcha, and the whole community Bezat Hashem will be invited. That's what we're going to do. And then starting Shabbat morning or Shabbat afternoon, we're going to already begin daf bet of Masachet Bava Kama Bezat Hashem Nezikin. So everyone, stay tuned, and we're jumping right in. Daf Ayin Tera Mudbet 79b at the Mishnah. Mishnah towards the bottom of the page. Mishnah begins, Mishi Yatza Hu Ve'ishto LeMedinat Hayam. If someone goes out with him and his wife to Medinat Hayam, out of town, Uba Hu Ve'ishto Ubanav, and then when he came back, he came with his wife and with children. Ve'amar Isha She'atzad Yimin LeMedinat Hayam Harei Hizo Ve'elu Baneya. Says the woman that I went out with, this is her, and these are her children. Ein Tzarich La'avir Raya Lo Ala Isha Ve'lo Ala Banim. He doesn't have to bring a proof, nor for the woman, nor for the children. Regarding what? Regarding lineage, making sure they're kosher, genealogical class. Meta, if he says she died, ve'elu baneha, but these are her children. Mevi raya ala banim, ve'inu mevi raya ala isha. He has to bring proof on the children, and not on the sons, on the wife. He has to bring a proof on the children, and not on the wife. Isha nasati b'mdinat hayam. If he says, I married this woman out of town, harehi zo, and this is her, these are her children. Maybe raya la isha. Maybe tzarich levi raya la banim. She has to bring a proof on the wife and not on the children, because once you bring a proof of the wife, the children are her children. Therefore, they're fine. Meta, if he comes and says that woman that I married, she died. Ve'elu baneha, these are her children. Tzarich levi raya ala isha ve'ala banim. She has to bring a proof. He has to bring a proof both on the wife and on the children. Gemara begins. Amara Baba Rafuna. Bikulan bikruchim acharea. All of these cases are talking about the children are like holding on to their leg, the woman's leg. So therefore, you know that it's the mother. That's how you would know. Tan Rabbanan, the Baraita says, Isha nasati medinat hayam. We said if he says I married a woman outside of town, vira ayala isha v'inser chalavira ayala banim. He has to bring a proof of the woman that this is his wife, and he does not have to bring a proof of the children. He has to bring a proof of the older children, not of the younger children. Why? The younger children, they're holding on to the leg of the mother, so you know that that's the mother. Whereas the older children, they're not. When's that the case? When he said, I married one woman outside. When it's two wives, he has to bring a raya, a proof for everyone. Wife, children, older and younger, doesn't matter who. He has to bring a proof for all of them. If there's more than one, why? The way Rashi explains it, the Shema Baneh Shachmeta Hayu V'Gidaltan. Because if there's two wives, and these are the children, maybe one of the wives died, this is the other wife, and these children are the children of the wife that died. Oh, so therefore they're not her children? You don't know. So therefore they have to be, you have to bring a proof that these are the wife, and these are his children. These are her children. Amar Shakish, Lo Shanu, when we said this, that we rely on the young kids holding onto the leg of the mother, that's only b'kodshe ha-gevul. That's only regarding truma. Aval b'yuchasin, no. Regarding lineage, we don't rely on that. Right, Rashi says, im yesh ba'en banot einan nisu'in le-kohanim ad she'avir raya shehen b'notei ha-shazo. They have to, for them to marry kohanim, they have to bring proof that they are the daughters of this person. But Riyochan says, afil b'yuchasin, no. Even regarding lineage, they are kosher. Vazdar Rabbi Yochanan Tamir, Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his reason. The Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan Malkin ala Chazakot, Soklin v'Sorfin ala Chazakot, Vein Sorfin Truma ala Chazakot. We give lashes based on a Chazaka. We do Sekila and Serefa based on a Chazaka, but we don't burn Truma based on a Chazaka. Where do we see this? Malkin ala Chazakot. We give lashes on a Chazaka, ala Chazakot. Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yehuda, the Amar Rav Yehuda, Huzeka Nida Mishkenotea Baala Lokei Alei Mishum Nida. If let's say a woman is a chazaga that she's Nida, she's wearing her clothing that she usually wears while she's a Nida, and all the neighbors know that's a chazaga. So the Gemara says the husband would receive two sets of lashes, two sets of 39 for sleeping with the woman, with the wife. So clean with sorfin ala chazakot, we do sekilan serefa on chazakot. Kid Rabba Rav Huna, the Amar Rabba Rav Huna, he says, Ish ve'isha. tinok ve'tinoket she'igdilu betoch ha'bayit niskalin ze al ze v'nitzafin ze al ze. If you have a man and a woman, a boy and a girl, they're grown up in a house together, and the man and the supposedly mom, or the father and the supposedly daughter, they do something together, sleep together, then there would be sekila and serefa and those prohibitions, even though we don't know for sure that it's their children, but they grew up in that house together, so we make that presumption that we would say it's their children. There was a case of a woman who came to Yerushalayim, and a woman and the child was hanging on her shoulders. So v'higdilatu uvalia, and the child grew up, and he went and slept with the mother. And they brought the mother and the child to the Beit Din, and they gave them sekila. Oh, so the Gemara says, "No mipnei shebena vaday." It's not because it's for sure her son. It's because the child is hanging on to her, and because it's hanging on to her, we make a presumption that it's her child. Ve'in sorfin shurma al hachazakot. We don't.
He's like clinging on to.
He's holding on to her. Ve'in sorfin shurma al hachazakot. We don't burn shurma al hachazakot. So the Amar Shimon Lakish sorfin al hachazakot. He says we burn shurma al hachazakot. Riochan Amar ain't sorfin. Riochan says no, we don't. Vazul Tamar, they go according to the reason. Titnan Mishnah says tinok shenimtza betzad ihayisa. If a child is standing next to a dough of bread, ubatzek biyado, and he has a piece of dough in his hand. Rabbi Meir says the dough, the kli and the dough, everything is tahor. Chachamim say no, that kli with the dough, it's tameh. Why? Because the child usually goes and pokes in the garbage, and a lot of times there's insects and rodents in the garbage, makes him tameh, and he would make the dough tameh because he has a piece of dough in his hand. You know that he touched the dough. So the Gemara says, "My tama tameh Rabbi Meir." What's Rabbi Meir's reason to say it's tahor? So Kasavar, he says, "Rov tinokon metapchin umiut ein metapchin." Majority of babies, they go into the garbage, and minority don't. Ve'isa v'chizkat tara umedet. But the dough that's sitting there has a chazaka of purity. So what do we say? Smoch miuta lechazaka. Take that minority of babies with the chazaka that we have, and itra le'ruba. Now it overpowers the majority of babies that go into the garbage, and therefore it's not tamen. V'rabanan, what would the Rabbanan say? Miuta kemadalei dadame. A minority is as if it's nothing. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. And we have a majority and a chazaka. A majority is better. So the Gemara says, "V'amar Rish Lakish." To support this, Rish Lakish says, "Mishum Rabbi Yoshaya, zohi shesarfin alayat the truma." This is what we burn truma for. It's this case, right? This is exactly what it's referring to. Meaning, if this dough was truma, we would burn it. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ein zo chazaka shesarfin alayat truma." No, this is not a chazaka that we would burn truma as a result of. Ela ezo chazaka shel Rabbi Yochanan shesarfin alayat the truma. What is a chazaka according to Rabbi Yochanan that we would burn truma for? Kidetanya, I should say, like a brighter. Isa betoch habayit, ushratzim utzfardim mitaplim sham. You have a dough in the house, and you have rodents and frogs inside there. So rodents are mekabel tuma, right? We are mekabel tuma from rodents, but frogs are not. Frogs do not transfer impurity. So therefore, v'nimtzu chantichot ba'isa, we see there's pieces of insect in the dough. If the majority inside the house are the rodents, then the dough is tamen. But if the majority are the frogs, then it is tahor. So the Gemara says, Tanya kevadei Rabbi Yochanan. We have a braita just like Rabbi Yochanan. Shnei dvarim ein behem dat lishael. There are two things that don't have the ability that you can ask them. Vasaun kachamim kemash sheyesh behem dat lishael. The chachamim viewed them as if you have the ability to ask them. Who is that referring to? Tinok, the baby that we just mentioned. Ve'od acheret, in another case. So tinok hadamaran, tinok we just mentioned. Ve'od acheret mayhi. What does it mean, ve'od acheret, another case? What is that referring to? So the Gemara says, Isa betoch habayit. It's talking about a dough in the house. Ve'tarnogolin u'moshkim t'meim sham. And you have a rooster and some tamed drinks over there. Ve'nimtza'u nikurim ba'isa. And you see that there's pokes in the dough. Meaning that rooster came and poked into the dough, so you know it's from him. So now what do we do? Do we think that the rooster went and touched the tameh drink and then touched here? So tolin, it's a safek. Lo achlin v'lo sarfin. We don't eat that truma, but we also wouldn't burn it because it's a safek. So the Gemara says, Amar Yishua Ben David, lo shanu ele v'mashkim levanim. That's only with white drink. But if it's a red drink, if the rooster would have poked, you would see red in the dough, so you would know. The Gemara says, no, you wouldn't. Sometimes, kneading a dough, even if someone pokes in it, sometimes it gets like swallowed up into the dough. You wouldn't be able to see the mark of the color. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, davar ze shama beribi, uperusho lo shama? What? This matter that you're mentioning, the gadol ador, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi heard this, and he didn't know the perush, he didn't know the explanation. Obviously what you're saying is what he meant. This is what he meant. Lo shanu ela mashkim tzlulim shebavua shel tinok nikarba. He was talking about clear liquids. That's what we were referring to. The clear liquids, we say it's a safek, that you can see the reflection of a baby in those type of liquids, like a water type of liquid. Whereas, aval mashkim achurim lo. But if it was a dirty liquid, that you'd be able to recognize it in the dough, then we would not say safek, we would view that as, for sure, that the rooster went and touched with tamei waters into that dough. Very good. New Mishnah. This is now Mishnah about yichud, about not going into a private area with a woman. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, "Lo yidachel adam im shtei nashim." A person cannot go, a man cannot go alone with two women somewhere. About isha achan midachedet im shtei nashim, but one woman can go with two men. Right? We're going to see in the Gemara the explanation. Rabbi Shimon says, "No, af isha achan midachedet im shtei nashim. Even one man can go alone with two women somewhere. Bizman sheisho imo. That's if his wife is with him." And the wife sleeps with him in the in the motel, because his wife is going to guard him. Right? This whole idea is that a man and a woman who are not married together should not go in a private location together, lest they come to do an avera. So Chachamim instituted these laws. A person can sleep in the same bed as his mother or his daughter and sleep together, you know, with keruv basar, meaning without clothing. Once they get older, this one, she sleeps with her clothing and he sleeps with his clothing. So the Gemara says, "My tama, what's the reason that a man should not go in private with two women?" So the Gemara says, "Tana deber liyahu ho'il v'nashim datan kalot alehen," because women are easy to persuade; they're light-minded. So therefore, two men with one woman, right? We said in our Mishnah, one woman with two men are allowed to go in private, but right, because two men, like fighting against each other, kind of. But two women with one man, the man can convince each of them, chas v'shalom, to do an avera. So the Gemara says, "Minayin milei." From where do we know this? Amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yishmael, remez liichud min haTorah minayin. How do we have a hint to not going in private with another woman from the Torah? Shneimar, pasuk says, "By avodah zara ki sittecha achicha ben imecha." If your brother, son of your mother, comes and tries to stray you off the derech, so he says, "V'chi ben em mesit ben ave no mesit." What? Only your brother from your mother is going to stray you, not your brother from your father. So Ella, what does it mean? Ella lomar lach. Ben mityached im imo, v'asur lityached im kol arayot shebatorah. If a son is allowed to go in private with his mother, but a son is not allowed to go in private with any other arayot in the Torah. So if a man is married, he's not allowed to go into private with another woman. This is actually a very practical question in a business setting. If a person works in a business setting with other males and females, sometimes towards later in the day, everyone leaves. He could be stuck in a situation where he is the only man in the office and there's only one more woman in the office or something along those lines. A person has to be attentive to something like that and be careful. Okay, what's the simple explanation of the pasuk? So Amar Abaye, lo mi baya ka amar. You didn't need to say it. Lo mi baya ben av desanile vayitzle etzot ra'ot. You didn't even need to mention a son of the brother of the father from the father's side, because he hates him. He's always fighting with him. Your own blood brother from your father. You're always like rivals one another, trying to compete in a lot of competition. So he's going to give you bad advice. Ela afilu ben em, but even the brother from your mother, delo sanile, he doesn't hate you. Maybe the guy would listen to him, and chas shalom, then therefore you would that would be a big problem. So the Gemara says kamashmalan. That's why the pasuk needed to tell us that no, achicha ben imecha, that if your brother from your mother causes you to stray, because you wouldn't look at him as like a rival, so you might listen to him and go off stray and do avodah zarah. Therefore, he needed to say that don't listen to him. Okay, very good. So the Gemara then says, let's say our Mishnah is not like Abashul. The Tanya, the Braita says, Kol Shoshim Yom, if let's say a Lo Aleinu, if a baby dies within the first 30 days, Kol Shoshim Yom, Yotze Bechek V'Nikvar Echad Be'ish Echad U'Shtei Nashim, they can take the baby out. Ve'Isha Echad U'Shnei Anashim, they can take the baby out to be buried with one woman and two men. But not with one man and two women. That goes with our Mishnah. Abba Shaul says, no, even one man and two women would be allowed. That's against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, one man should not go with two women in private. So the Gemara says, no, even if you want to say Abba Shaul, why is it allowed over here? Bishat aninut vir yitzrei. Because here it's a time of aninut. I mean, aninut is basically a time where the family member dies, but they haven't been buried yet. So you're not allowed to do mitzvot. And whenever that period happens, that's a very strong time period. And therefore it causes the Yetzirah to be diminished a lot. And therefore we're not worried for things like this. But Rabbanan, okay, what would the Rabbanan say? Samir dak Rabbi Yitzchak, deodak Rabbi Yitzchak, damar Rabbi Yitzchak. Maitonin adam chai gever al chata'av. You know, the literal explanation is, a person is, yitonin adam chai, living person, is kind of like complaining. In a sense, like because Gever al Chataav, he's a brave one on his sins. It's a very weird pasuk. It's not a very clear pasuk what the pasuk means. Rashi says, "Lama it onen Adam Chai? Why is a person complaining? Lama itarem Adam al korot abaot al avachar kol acheset shani oseimo?" It's like, why is a person complaining to Hashem of all the good that he does? Hashem does so much good. Why are you complaining? He says, "Afilu bishan ani nutosh adam itzor mit Gever alav." He says, even at the time of aninut, family member dies, he hasn't been buried yet, still he has a strong Yetzirah. Abba Shaul, okay, what would Abba Shaul say? What that pasuk meant was, that's a person who's complaining on the midot of Hashem. He's saying, why is that a person complain on Hashem's midot? Did you overcome all of your sins? Hashem says, I'm giving you life, that should be enough for you. So that's how Abba Shaul would explain it. And the Rabbanan, what would the Rabbanan say? Ki ahu ma'aseh de'ayi iteta dava uvda v'apikte. There was an incident of a woman who, she wanted to kind of cheat with another man. So what she did is, they pretended like the baby was dead. And they carried the baby out. So her and this man went out, so that they could do an avera. Lo aleinu. And so because that happened, right, Rashi says, ki ahu uvda dava uvda v'ayi iteta v'apikte le'tinok chai b'cheskat med, acting like he was dead. La'asod avera ima odech ima le'kovro, to do an avera. So therefore, they instituted not to go alone in private, even in such a situation. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1-minute recap.